institution of the anti-Christian power. It is the purpose of Satan to cause them to be blotted from the earth in order that his supremacy of the world may not be disputed. Now you can read that quote, and you could, if you want to ignore the rest of the information, say, well, that's saying that Satan is going to be supreme in the earth through his agents, through the Catholic Church, through the apostates, through the wicked, through everyone that has rejected the truth. He is spiritually going to control them, which is true. As a man totally rejects God, he's going to receive the infilling and control of Satan's spirit, so he will control that way. But what is being said here is that Satan is going to take control of the world, that his supremacy may not be disputed. Now, the next quote is even more specific. Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, 161 and 162. And please notice, he is not talking about the papacy here. He's talking about Satan. And Satan unites with Protestants and papists, acting in consort with them as the god of this world, dictating to men as if they were the subjects of his kingdom to be handled and governed and controlled as he pleases. Brothers and sisters, that's saying that he's ruling the earth. Continuing on, if man will not agree to trample underfoot the commandments of God, the spirit of the dragon is revealed. They are imprisoned, brought before councils, and fined. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Thus Satan usurps the prerogatives of Jehovah. The man of sin sits in the seat of God, proclaiming himself to be God and acting above God. Who's this man of sin? This is Satan. There comes a time period when Satan is going to rule the world. Now, brothers and sisters, if you look how, and what's he going to rule it from? From the system that Catholicism has developed. And when you look at the prophecies of Mary that are being brought to Catholicism, you will find that they're expecting the return of Christ to take place, and they are going to turn their church system over to Christ. They're totally prepared to make this transition. It's not something that comes out of the clear blue. And they're expecting that to take place in months, not years. In months. Next quote, Review and Herald, December 15th, 1904. We are living in the time of the end, thrones and churches. Here's this twofold aspect, thrones, political, and churches, religious. This encompasses the world in one respect, the authority in the world. Churches, political. Thrones and churches have united to oppose God's purpose.